personal property abatements and add-ons report for July and August 2022.
These are the monthly reports that get read into the minutes and every month. We just, since we had that election in August, we didn't get July's until this month.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move to enter into record the personal property abatements and add-ons for the month of July and August from the county clerk.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion of county employee raise prior to budget.
I asked for this one to be put on. Actually, I called the office and said, hey, talk to the other two and see what they think. And then I heard there was some, I don't want to say concerns. But anyways, I mainly just wanted to talk about, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm not trying to draw a line in the sand or do a hard anything, but in the past multiple years, right before budget time happens, sometimes raises are given out without talking to the commission first, and it really messes up the whole continuity and everything that David has put together and the commission or the auditors in general put together. And so it always comes up during our discussion during budget time of, well, just because they have their account or their budget this year doesn't mean it's going to be in the budget next year. And so, anyways, I just mainly wanted to open up for communication, and I didn't want to put in an email because I didn't want it to. I want to be able to discuss it. And so, if there is any discussion, there may not be any needed. But again, I just kind of wanted to open up discussion as, hey, it does cause us issues every year whenever we try to make sure that we're fair and equitable to all employees. And, anyways, so I just kind of wanted to talk about it and see if there's anything, thoughts anybody had, those elected officials. I don't know what their thoughts are, so we've not discussed it at all.
Where it kind of becomes an issue when the commission's doing budget is the last several years we've done COLAs. And when you do a COLA, that's on all employees. And trying to see, and then I can remember years before when some elected officials right there, right before it goes to the commission on the budget, they gave raises to certain, you know, employees then. And I remember one time the commission, that's when you're doing merit raises, they took from the time those anybody that was given a raise after this date, and Don may remember better than I what the date was, they would not receive this merit raise that the others would for fairness for all the employees. If the commission does COLA, then those that are given raises, whether they be sizable or whatever, now, and it goes to budget, then fairness to all employees, like Commissioner Williams was talking, is they're getting more of a raise again than what they've already been given. Does that make sense?
My question is, isn't the assessor's office, though, autonomous on the salaries? Because we don't come out of the GC.
The commission has to approve the assessor's budget, is what I've been told by the state.
I understand that, but whatever I have to pay, you know, just to keep my employees or to hire people who are competent in that particular position, sometimes that changes. As long as I stay within my global budget for salary, I need to be able to do hourly wages at what I can get people for that are competent for the job.
So the couple key words there was you said, as long as you stay within your global salary budget. And so that would also mean, again, that may be the need and that may need to be what happens. But we would appreciate, or I would appreciate, that it would be discussed with the commission before raises were just automatically given, because it may not be in your budget next year. And so I'm sure you guys are well aware, I don't have a problem being the bad guy. I mean, hey, yeah, you got paid X amount last year because it was available. It's not available this year, so I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is, right? Because in the past, this is not aimed towards anybody specific, but in the past, we have either had to be the bad guy or we've just caved and let the raises be allowed, and that's not the purpose of the budget and the budgetary process. And so, again, I just kind of want to make sure we're all on the same page moving forward and not just it does cause issues. It causes issues throughout the entire courthouse. It causes issues amongst other employees, right or wrong. It does. And so I'm just trying to, again, open up communication and get ahead of it.
But would it work that we can send you an email and it would be answered about something like that?
I think stuff like that probably needs to be discussed, and especially if it's dealing with a specific employee, it probably needs to be done in executive session.
Oh, so we just need to ask for a meeting and then discuss.
That, again, that's what I would recommend. I don't know what the other two are thinking.
I'm going to try to be careful here, but I'm going to address thinking that the salary is the only reason that an employee works for me. In attending various meetings throughout my career, is there's many things involved in keeping employees, and the salary has to be a salary that people with everyone knows what is happening at the grocery store when you go, your insurance when you buy it. We are blessed that the county does employee insurance, but they have families also. The salary is a big factor, yes. But I would encourage us to look at all the factors in keeping and bringing an employee. And our benefits person attends some of those meetings. I have to on what an employee looks for. And but the salary is what affects the county commission, the budget. And I realize that the assessor's office receives their funds from the state by the parcel, and then they receive it by the collection of the taxes of what assessed value they have, you know, put on to make. That affects the amount that they're going to get. Is the assessed value, when it increases the tax bill, then their percentage that goes to that. I realize that's where their fund comes from, but it still affects the county budget.
Well, and then there's also services provided to the different offices, and those have to be reimbursed in different ways per statute, or however it's allowed via statute. So just to make sure we're staying on task with the agendized item. So is there any other discussion? I mean, again, is there any discussion specific to the raises prior to budget? I mean, does anybody disagree that we need to have open communication?
So I'm just going to ask, do you have any specific questions for my office? I mean, each office is different in the way that they work.
Right.
And so each in my office, I have various positions, and various positions oftentimes get paid differently, which I can see in Road and Bridge, and I'm sure in other departments have that issue too. And sometimes adjustments need to be made. So I can see other offices may have similar issues. Again, I'm using Road and Bridge because I know you have different categories in Road and Bridge. So I mean, sometimes adjustments do need to be made, but I do understand communicating with the commission. But sometimes, as busy as we are, I don't see a problem with an email. And then if the commission doesn't like the email, simply ask for a meeting.
And I don't have a problem with that.
It seems like it's easier to do.
So you mentioned your office specifically. You know, you did come to the commission, and we discussed some different employees and how funding was going to be made available, and I appreciated that. I mean, I think there was one issue that wasn't discussed that wasn't turned in, and that's fine. And that's not what sparked this at all, so don't think that.
I just want to make sure, because if you did have an issue, I haven't talked to you about it.
Right. But I think, but what you just said going forward, I say going forward, so what you just said is yeah, email. I think I would appreciate an email saying, hey, this is what I'm thinking, from the elected official, as opposed to an email, hey, this is the pay rate change that's already been done. Because then it does give us the opportunity to discuss it. And
I think you are, as the commission, I think get upset with me, but I think it's, if you do get an email with a statement like that, you have the right to call us in anytime you want to. I mean, as elected officials, I think we do have responsibility to communicate to you as well as you do with communicating to us.
Well, and this is our way of communicating. I mean, I feel like this is our way of communicating to you guys.
Here's the kind
because,
of
because, again, with emails, you can't have this.
No.
I mean, you really can't. You can't have...
No.
Just being honest.
No. That's the only problem with an email. One commissioner can answer and it won't mean anything. They've got to have the... And that's why if you have a meeting, then you've got three there. They're all hearing the same thing and they're hearing what each other say. But you can't in an email.
I'm sorry. I like the email because I have a record.
Yeah. But we have to be very careful that if I send an email, I have to be sure that it's not trying to influence another commissioner in any way. So we don't typically...
Again, as you guys are probably well aware, I do not respond to emails because a lot of times that could be misconstrued as a violation of sunshine law, so I just refuse to do it. I mean, I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody one-on-one, but I want it to be in this type of setting just because of our duties. What we have to find, the laws we have to follow, so which does make it difficult and hard to at times get things accomplished.
Can I throw in my 2 cents?
You can throw in 1 cent.
I'll give you three.
I'm newly elected. I mean, I'm still a newbie, year and a half in, but I've been on both sides of this fence. I think the county needs to look at a policy for raises if we're going to do midterm raises, because I think it's very disheartening to some employees when they hear other offices giving raises to them.
Well, I think that's what we're trying to
Because not mitigate. Everybody is budgeted where they have that extra money that they can give that at the end of the year, like some of them do. And I think it's very disheartening to employees that have been loyal and are good employees when they hear another office with an employee that's been here 6 months, just got a better raise than they've got after being here for 8, 10, 12, 20 years. I think there's a morale issue. It creates a lot of strife with the employees. But when I, as an elected official, tell my employees, well, that's what budget time is for, and that's why we ask then, I look like the problem when another elected official is giving their employees raises mid-year.
So, I don't know if you're thinking of being specific. I'm not.
No, I'm
but,
not.
But that is what causes issues, and that is the purpose of why I wanted to have this discussion. Is that very reason?
I would like to speak to mid-year raises if that's what we want to look at as an option. But I think it should be fair across the board. I don't think it should just be...
Well, the
I try to stay within my budget, so I don't feel like I should come to you mid-year and say, hey, my employees need more money. You know, I kind of feel like that's what budget time is for. That's what we hammer that out. But then when you've got, you know, people that don't...
Do you guys mind coming to... Do you mind coming to the microphone? Well, do you mind coming to the microphone?
Me?
Well, whoever wants to talk.
I'm done.
You're done?
But I heard you well.
So here's the problem with policies.
Miss Jody.
Hi, I'm here.
So here's the problem with policies. We can do a policy. There's nothing making any elected official follow that policy.
I was
going to
say that.
But there is. We'll let Jody talk, and then we can address that.
Well, I was just wondering if there would be a good time of the year, because I'm kind of like Joanna. I'm doing what I was thought I was trained to do, but maybe that's not the way that it should be done. I just want to know the best time, you know, when.